All right. Thank you so much, Sarah. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Yep, absolutely. Is this Cole?
Yes, this is Cole.
Hey, Cole. How are we doing today? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Ready for the weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know if you're into boxing, but I'm excited about the Canelo-Crawford fight. It's going to be a pretty big boxing fight, so excited about that tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. I know you were speaking to Tara, and she does a really great job of explaining a little bit more of what we do. She did mention that you have tons of experience in your service, right, as far as what you do, construction, remodel, bathroom, kitchen remodel. And then she did mention that you're the owner of the business. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, awesome. Really good. Okay, so I do want to let you know so the way that it works, it's an exclusive listing. Once we work with one company on that first page of Google, we can't work with any other company that does what you do. So the reason for that is we don't want to work against you. We want to work solely for you to get you the maximum results, right? So there's no sharing of leads or any of that. That's with a lot of experience with other companies. We don't do that. So once we find that company, we close out the category and then just work with your business. The way that this would work
I was just wondering, like, how often do openings open up? Is it pretty rare for an opening to open up?
It depends, right? Yeah, so for example, The companies that are there, like Back Construction, Envision Remodeling, we got Blue Glass Kitchens, X Kitchen and Bath, and West Stone. I don't know if you know any of those companies, HDH.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, okay. So those companies maintain themselves on that first page. So there's three reasons why there's listings that become available. Number one is negative reviews. If you are at below a 4-star rating, then you get kicked off to the second page. Number two, if they, you know, they're no longer in business or they sell the company. And then number three is, you know, if someone gets their Google business profile suspended, for, you know, X, Y reasons, right? Google verifies, to make sure that every listing is compliant. There's no, like, you know, AI bots or nothing. So that's why when they verify your business on Google, you just got to make sure that, you know, you give them the proof that you're an actual business owner, right? So it's rare that it comes available. It just depends on what it is, specifically if you're doing business with a Google Channel partner, right, that can get you programmed in. So we do have a spot, and once again, we can get you programmed in for those keywords. The companies that I named right now are some of your competitors, and those guys are actually they have a really good reputation. Like, they have 4.8 5-star reviews, and those guys have really good success. Like West Shore Home, those guys are like almost 800 reviews, 15 plus years, and they're at a 4.8 stars, so pretty solid company. There's a few new companies up there, but we can get you programmed in. For example, Lexington Kitchen Cabinets and Bath Remodel. I don't know if you know them, but they only just joined not too long ago, and they have a 3-star. Just 3-star rating. I mean, 5-star with 3 reviews. So that's what we can do for you. Now, as far as what you using other services, I think you have a Home Advisor listing, right, or Angie's?
I do.
Okay, got it. So if that's working out good for you, and I see that you have some really good reviews, so Google only wants to work with companies that have good reviews, 4 stars and above, and that can take on more business. And the fact being is, you know, they don't want to promote people on that first page that really not going to be able to handle more work or just have a bad reputation, right? That's just the thing, right? So what we can do is we can get you programmed there. And then I also see that you have a website, but it's under construction. Got it. Is that through Squarespace?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And are they working on your website, or did you just pay for the domain?
Currently working on it. Doing some updates, making it look a little cleaner.
Okay, that's really good. Awesome. So as far as the price, right, so everything that we do here is month-to-month. There's no contracts, right? We definitely have to bring you in the jobs in order for this to make sense. If it's not bringing new jobs, if it's not making sense for you, Cole, then, you know, why stay with us, right? Doesn't work that way. So there's no contracts you have to sign. There's no you know, long-term, you know, marriage, any of that. So definitely it has to work out and get you the benefits, right? I can do a couple things for you. So what this package would include, it'll include the optimization for 17 keywords on Google. So if people are typing kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, if you're doing, you know, additions or any other type of remodeling work, you know, if you want to do countertops, you know, tile, I mean, depends on what you're really wanting to focus on, right? Those keywords, we can get them programmed in, okay? We'll get you on Facebook. I don't know if you have a Facebook business profile.
Working on setting that up as well.
All right.
I have it, but it's not super well established yet.
Okay, not a problem. So what we do, I don't know if this happens to you before or happened to you before, Cole, is where when you're searching for stuff on Amazon and then on Google, and all of a sudden whatever you were searching on pops up on your social media feed. Has that happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So those are retargeting ads, and those are ads that we run. We're Meta partners as well. So what happens is it triggers an ad to showcase the services, you know, on that person's feed, and it'll show up an ad with your company name, right? So the more visibility you have on even social media, the more people get reminded, and the more people want to take action. See, so that's a good form of targeting. And then another thing that we do is put you on Yelp, and that's tied in with Apple Maps. So I don't know if you're aware, but Apple and Yelp kind of like they're working alongside each other. When people are searching through the iPhones, then a Yelp listing will come up, and we can have that for you as well. Okay. You have a website, so I don't have to touch any of that, which is great. I can definitely save you on the setup fee. So usually our packages are $599, and there's a $299 setup fee, right? So with the setup fee, you have a domain, we don't have to purchase a domain. Usually a domain can range anywhere from, you know, 50 to 100, 100 plus, right, depending on what the name is. Since you own it, since you have it, we don't have to build a website. There's no programming that goes into that. I do know that you don't have a Google Business Profile, right? I'm not able to find this one in the system. Is that correct?
No,
Okay. Have you ever thought about having a Google Business Profile for your business or getting verified through Google?
I have.
Okay. All right. Well, good. So I'm putting in here this in the notes. Just the reason for that is if you have some other online presence, then we can make some adjustments. So as far as the first initial investment, and you have a lot of things going on for you. You said you have your website, you have your business profile with Facebook. We would just have to create the other missing components to get you, and then the optimization. So the price that I can do for you today, and this would be to close out, I'm actually even, you know, we're off at off now here in the next few minutes, would be $398, so it would be a $99 setup fee to set everything up, and then it would be $299 every single month after that. So that would be a month-to-month rate. And it would be absolutely no contract. So obviously if this is not bringing you the results that it needs, then you're not stuck with anything. You know, you're not stuck paying a bill or, you know, feeling like you're obligated to stick with a company that's not working for you. So that's a huge benefit. Plus we only work with your business and that's it. You know, that's one of the things that our company has established since we were founded in 2004. So one category, one company, program in, and that's it, right? Get you the maximum results. So, you know, for the $398 and then $299, I mean, is that something that you see value in to do for your business?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's reasonable pricing for sure.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted also to ask you is, for example, how are people, like, when you get business or when you... I'm pretty sure you get recommendations, right? People that know you or work of people you've done. Okay. How do people usually look you up or check out some of the work you've done? Is it just like the website you currently have?
How do they currently look me up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so right now... I have Angie listing, and then I also have House Pro. So those are the two main places I get leads from, and then that website, yeah.
Okay.
Trying to
Great.
Get the social media updated
yeah.
to kind of get some of that, if you will.
Yeah, most definitely. And that's the thing. So, like, let's say, you know, you were to give this an opportunity, right, and say, hey, let's move forward. You know, let's just hypothetically, if you were to just cancel this in the near future, you would still have your online presence. You're still going to have your Google Business profile, right? That's going to be verified, and that's yours. Like, no one can take that away from you. One of the things that I did see that you have great reviews is on HomeAdvisor. You got people like Matt, Colton, Gideon,
yeah.
Jack. Yeah, Chris. Okay, Chris H. I think that's me. that's my name. Chris Hernandez. That's my last name. But anyway, I think I'm going to hire you to do my kitchen. But, you know, with that being said, you know, those reviews, so let's say you were to, down the road, cancel HomeAdvisor or House or Angie's, you know, they're owned by the same company, right, for the most part. And you were to leave that service, what happens is they keep your reviews. Like, those reviews that you have of, that you worked hard for, you know, with people leaving that,
yeah.
They keep those reviews. When it comes to Google, what you're really doing is you're setting yourself up as a sole entity on Google. Right, that's what's really happening. So, you know, instead of using a different service, that because what they do is they purchase a listing on Google, and what they're doing is sometimes leads are shared, and sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. It's a hit or miss, right? What this really does in the long run, it establishes your business, so that way you're getting the calls directly, and when people look you up, you could have your website being linked to your Google Business profile, right? And they can check you out that way. So if you get referrals or someone that's looking for your business, and they don't see any listings online, because when I type in your phone number online or your business name, just very little things come up. And that's the thing. So I feel like you can also help those customers that are being referred to make a good decision, right, just by having that online presence. Because the only thing that comes up right now is you come up on House. I don't even see a HomeAdvisor listing when I type in that direct number. But that's okay. That's the only way I could see it. But let me check another method as well. See if I could just type in your name and then your phone number, see if that brings up anything. Yeah, still House. And there's a Better Business Bureau that I don't think that's a different company, I think. But anyhow, so yeah, that's something that we can definitely do for you. You know, and once again, the best part is it's a month-to-month service, so you're not tied down to anything, right? Once again, it's you got to see the results in order for this to work for you. I mean, is that something that you're willing to move forward with?
I think it all sounds great. I would like to do a little research on my own, kind of just check out your company, because this phone call is the first I've heard of you guys, so I would like to do a little research on my own prior to signing up, you know?
Most definitely, yeah. So I'll do a couple things, and you can also check us out, right? You know, I'll send you a text message right now so you can see who we are. I'll send you a couple things so that way you have this, you know, in front of you. Number one, I'll send you our Google Partnership Badge. So that's on Google's website, and that's like 100%. Like, you can't falsify that. That's a huge accomplishment that we have. So we're Google partners, and there's a few Google partners in the U.S., and we're one of them, which is really good. So I'm sending that text message now. And the other thing I'm sending you is our Google Business Profile. So we're actually located in Southern California. All the Google partners are in California. Someone calls you and they tell you they're in a different country and they're a partner or a different state, matter of fact, and it's tough to really believe that. So, you know, especially nowadays, you know, there's a lot of companies calling from outside of the U.S., which it just drives me nuts. It makes my job harder because now it's like, I don't know, you know. So I sent you those two text messages. Were you able to get them by chance?
I have not received them. Maybe the
The number we're on, it's 859-466-8896, right?
Yeah, I found them. They was in my junk folder.
For a text message?
Yep.
You have a junk folder in text? That's cool. What carrier do you have?
It's an iPhone through Verizon.
Really? I got an iPhone, but it's through AT&T, and I don't get a junk folder. Did you have to create one?
I don't know how I did that. Honestly.
That is awesome. I'm a huge researcher myself too. So like I'm a huge DIY person. Like one of the things that I was proud is when I bought a home like two and almost 3 months now, and what I really wanted to do is have the backsplash for the kitchen. So I bought the stick and peel. Don't judge me, okay? So stick and peel, okay? All right, but this was real, like, it's like the good quality kind, okay? But here's the thing. I had to look it up because I heard a lot of issues where it peeling off because of the heat and so forth, and it's not really like a permanent thing unless you do it the right way. So I ended up buying this Gorilla Glue that's construction quality, okay?
Yeah.
And I actually was able to glue it on, and it looks like it's actual tile. So it looks really good, but it's like stick the peel kind. It's not. So, you know.
So I didn't work out for you.
Yeah, that worked out. I mean, it looks nicer than it was before. I mean, the previous owner had it was bad. So we had to repaint, but I did want the backsplash, and it definitely looks so much better than what it was before.
Nice.
So that's something that we can do. And then once again, I don't know if you were able to click on those links and just verify who we are.
Local partner, local splash. Yeah, I'm able to click on it.
Yeah. And that takes you directly to Google's website. So not a lot of people can do that, and we're able to do that. And then the second link I sent you is our actual Google business profile. Like, we actually have an office building. You can see it's Fountain Valley, California, and it has the address right on there. We have about 1,063 reviews, a 4.3 stars out of 5. For being in business for 20 years, that's pretty solid. We're almost matching up to Disneyland. Disneyland has 4.5 stars. The reason why they have 4.5 and it's the happiest place on earth is because of the churros being like $7-$8 and the lines being 2 hours to get into a ride. It's something that Disneyland can't control. It's ridiculous. But then again, or it being too expensive, you know, like, you're going to Disneyland. You're going to spend top dollar to go to this, you know, we're talking about Disneyland. You know, it's not going to be a cheap place. Of course, the soda is going to be like $5-$7, and the wait lines are going to be, you know, like an hour and change, and it's going to be hot because it's California. So anyhow, that's who we are there. So, you know, once again, it is an exclusive listing. So our goal is to find one company and program in there, and we do have the availability to do that. So, we can get you programmed in. And once again, if this is not working for you, you can always cancel at any moment, but I feel like if you set yourself up for success now, like, you know, when it comes to getting your company on Google and verified, it'll pay for itself every single month, especially with the type of work you guys do. I got a quote for my kitchen to do the backsplash, and I'm like, oh, let me try it myself. So I'm pretty handy with a couple of things, right? I'm not super crazy about things, but I can try to put my hands on certain things, but the average person doesn't do that. They just rather call a professional like you, right? And get the work done. And that's what it is. And then once your website is up and running, we can also, attach that to your Google listing as well, right? So that's also another good thing. Once it's, finalized, or you was it ever live, or you're just, barely working on it just now?
currently working on it. Yeah, I'm a project manager for a residential home building company, and over the summer I just decided to kind of out and start doing things my own. Kind of just word of mouth type stuff, doing kitchen bath remodels on the side while working.
That's how it starts.
Fairly new and working on growing.
And that's great. Now, there's nothing like being your own boss and then, you know, but you got the right mindset, and that's good. Not a lot. Most people nowadays, they don't even want to, you know, they're just stuck in the old school type of mentality, like word of mouth, and that's all great. But here's the thing about word of mouth, right? You know, people look everything up nowadays, right? People do research. People have a phone, right? Most people have a smartphone. And, you know, whether they're looking for, if they refer someone, the first thing they look is, you know, let me check out this guy's website. Let me check out his before and after pictures. Let me check out, you know, what reviews he has on Google and so forth. Right? All these things people verify in order to justify, hey, you know what, I'm going to move forward with this company. Not only that, but they'll call you and get a quote. So if you are competitive with pricing, that's another huge advantage that you have, especially right now that you're getting yourself established, is if you can, you know, get a couple jobs and then get a good price point for them. I mean, those are referrals, those are people that will give you referrals even down the road, right? So you're taking the right steps, which is awesome, and building a website and, you know, getting your company up there, you know, on different platforms, that's always a really good thing. So, so that's what I can do for you today. If that's something that you're willing to move forward, we can, here would be the next steps, just so you know, right? Let's say you say, hey, let's give this a shot. We would create a profile for you, ask you some basic questions, so that way you're coming up on Google the right way. And then we would have to do an onboarding call, and that would be on Monday. So that onboarding call would be with a technician, and the technician would just go over all the keywords, make sure that we're coming up in the right areas as well, cross the T's, dot the I's. They'll take note of your website link as well, like your domain, right, your URL for the website. So that way when you do have it up and running, you know, we can have it attached to all your listings as well, get your business profile on Facebook as well, and then get you on Yelp, which is another thing, programming you to Bing, and then lastly, the Apple Maps section. So that's what we would be able to do, and, you know, we can do that call on Monday if you were to, you know, obviously move forward. So,
yeah, I think it sounds like it'd be beneficial, and I don't think the price is crazy, so I would like to move forward.
Yeah, I mean, the price is really good. So once again, usually we charge five. If you, or here's another thing, don't get scared, okay? I'm going to send you our normal pricing page, because one of the things that you can also upgrade in the future, and I tell you this because I've been here for 7 years, the best program that Google has is called Google Guaranteed, okay? They do require a license and insurance for it. They do require that there's a background check to see if you have any crazy felonies or misdemeanors. And they do require that you have you're an American. You have, you know, you're not illegal, right? So they do verify citizenship and, like, you know, social and stuff. That's something that you could do later down the road. But that price point is a lot more expensive. But to get you started in what you need, I think this is best. So I just want to verify a couple things here, Cole. As far as the number you want to be listed on that first page of Google, is that the number that we're on, the 859-466-8896?
Yes.
Okay. And Cole, I just want to is it just spelled C-O-L-E, right?
Yes.
All right. And then for account purposes, this is just for creating your account here through our company. What is your last name?
Hege, H-E-G. Y-I.
Okay. All right. Got that. And do you have a business email or a personal one?
Yes, it'll be cole@ofthemountainbuilders.com.
Builders.com. And how did you come up with that name? Is that like, that's pretty cool.
So actually my last name is Hungarian, and in Hungarian it means over mountain. Yeah.
Ah, there you go. I knew it, like, there had to be a meaning behind it. Okay. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. And I have a buddy that's Hungarian. I love their food. Especially like their sausages. Alright, Hungarian sausage, love it. Okay. Alright, so yeah. Then I got a few questions just regarding just your business. So Google is going to want to PIN verify you or verify your business. They do it different ways of verifying the business, and one of them can be, they'll send you a postcard with a Google PIN verification. They might do a quick video call. They just want to make sure you're not a robot and you're a human that owns a business, right? Because there's a lot of this AI stuff going on. It's crazy. But what would be the home address where they can send you a letter or send you a verification if they need to do it that way?
1901 Iron Loop Path, Georgetown, Kentucky.
Okay. I got it, yeah. So it just tells me you're here. Okay. All right, so got that there. And as far as like the hours of operation, what hours would you want to showcase on Google?
Say 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay, would that be just Monday through Friday? Would that be like Monday through Sunday?
Let's go Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. And you said 7 to 7. Okay. 7 p.m. All right. Monday through Saturday. And, okay. Saturday. And then as far as the specific, so what are some of the cities you want to really hyper-focus on, when it comes to having your ads, like your Facebook ads and so forth, and being listed?
I'd say the two biggest one would be kitchen and bath remodels.
Okay.
Can even do like basement finishing.
Okay. All right.
Those are kind of the main three that I'm trying to do right now. Not doing anything too crazy. Yeah.
A remodel. Okay. All right, cool. I can do that. And then, so as far as the cities, what cities do you want to focus on? Or for people to see your company from?
So Lexington and then like the surrounding cities around Lexington.
Okay. Can do that. Okay, no problem. And then as far as for the logo for the company, I did see that you do have that logo. Is that something that you want to add to like your profile and everything, right? That same logo?
Yeah.
It has like a little mountain and a home. That's pretty cool. Okay. I could do that. And then so I did also want to ask, this is not required, but this is just for the profile. Do you currently have a license or insurance for currently or no? No, not yet.
Not at the moment. It's not required in Kentucky for kitchens and baths, but
yep.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. All right, so I got that listed there. And then do you prefer people to call you, text message you, or email you? What preference do you like? Or all of the above?
I mean, all of the above is fine.
Okay. All right, so we got that there. And then as far as the URL, I have the URL for the website, so I'm going to attach it here, so then when you do have the client onboarding call, they have your URL. So, but that you said that should be done here pretty soon, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then, so have you started a Facebook business profile or not yet? If you haven't, it's completely fine. What you need to do have for sure is a personal Facebook page, and then with that, you can create a business Facebook page. But the good thing about that, they don't intermix, so people don't see your personal Facebook. So do you have one created, or you are planning on working on one?
Yes, I have one created.
Okay, awesome. So I don't need it right now. I just want to put notes. So has a business Facebook link. Okay, cool. So then that will optimize that link or that business profile and then obviously get the retargeting ads. So that's good. Okay, good. If not, we can also create one for you from scratch, but you have that, which is good. All right. And then so the last thing I do want to kind of just go over here is as far as the of the mountain. Okay, we got that. Okay. Yeah, I think we're good here. All right, so we're pretty much done. I have a full calendar for a client onboarding call, and that would be on Monday. So what time works for you to speak to a technician to kind of get the ball rolling for the programming? All they're going to do is verify everything that we have here, and they're going to do their homework just to make sure that you are being optimized correctly. So what they're going to do is those keywords that I plugged into the notes, what they're going to do is we're going to go ahead and utilize those keywords and do a deep search on them to make sure that we put them into the Google Analytics system to make sure that people are actually searching them, like what way they're searching, because people search differently. So, but what time would work best for you? Would it be morning, afternoon, or kind of in the evening?
Evening would probably be best.
Okay.
Probably right around the time we started this call today.
Got it. Okay. So we can do that. So I can, the last one, if this is okay, the last appointment I have of the day would be at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Would that work for you? I mean, Monday.
Yeah.
Monday.
Monday, okay. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Just like, no, I want to relax tomorrow. Yeah, I'm excited about that fight. My dad's a huge boxing fight, like huge boxing fanatic, and we always watch the UFC fights and stuff together, so that's going to be fun. Okay, so everything's good to go here as far as the notes for the profile. I do have you at a discounted rate of the $398 to start, $299 every single month after that. So what we are obligated to do is read what's called a voice verification. And what that voice verification does, it just literally protects you, cross the T's, dot the I's, just to make sure that you know that this is a month-to-month service, and it's just our requirement that we have to do. So I'll go ahead and read that voice verification for you, so that way we're both on the same page, and that way there's nothing, that's missed or whatever the case may be. And then if there's any questions you have during that voice verification, you can just stop me and say, hey, Chris, please, can you re-explain that to me, and then I'll be able to clarify that for you. So we'll get that started here momentarily. And okay, let's see. All right, so we got that right there. And then in order to secure the listing of the 398 and then 299 every month after that, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll type in the numbers. There's 16, four at a time, and then I'll repeat them back to you for verification.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
4432 6465 7326 8893.
All right, and it's asking for expiration and security code.
Expiration is 0730. Security code 979.
Okay. So before I process anything, I'm going to read this voice verification. Once again, it's for your protection, and it's to outline, the service agreement, right? So if there's anything that comes up and you don't understand, just say, hey, Chris, please repeat that to me, and I'll be able to do that. Once we do complete the voice verification, you're going to get your invoice as well. So keep that invoice. So any marketing that you do, you can do it in your taxes as well to get, your tax credit for that as well, okay? And it's also, your terms and conditions, so you have it in writing. It says, Welcome to Local Sponsors Voice Verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's actually another added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Of the Mountain Builders.
Okay, awesome. Please state your name and the title you have within the business.
Cole Hagee, owner.
Okay, awesome. Are you an authorized user on this account?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So if you just don't want you to use someone else's card or falsify that. Okay, good. All right, so good to hear that. And then so it just says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or messages from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Good. And then it also, it's you know, you're going to get a lot of calls here and there from people claiming their Local Splash, or once again, these call centers in India, or, you know, so just understand you might get that, right? But we're going to provide you with a security question here, okay? And that security question, you get three choices. So when we call you for any information or whatever the case may be, you know it's us, right? So, you know, the technician will have to know your security question. So the three options are your mother's maiden name, your first pet's name, or the city you were born in.
Good. City I was born in.
Okay. And then I can put that in. So what city is that?
Fort Thomas.
Fort Thomas. Okay. So once again, when someone calls in and they're saying they're Local Splash, just let them know, hey, what's my security question? They should 100% be able to say Fort Thomas, okay? So just letting you know. So also with that being said, in hiring your Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is basically saying is if you decide to go with another company or someone else is offering you something similar, just let us know. That way you're not paying for something else you don't need.
Okay.
Okay. And then also, you know, for the verification for your Google business profile, you know, Google might reach out or call you directly to either do pictures, or they might ask for a quick video verification or even a phone call. Would you be able to have that done within the next 7 days?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged. So we have you at a discounted rate of $398 for the first month. That includes a $99 setup fee, and then every single month it would be $299. So you can discontinue your agreement at any time, and all you got to do is contact the client support. Right now what I'm doing is I'm sending you the number, my direct phone number, but I'm also sending you the customer support number as well. And it's an 877 number. So I'll text that over to you here momentarily so you can have that. But you would call them, and all we would ask as a courtesy is call us 3 days before your next billing is due. So that would essentially be like the 9th of the each month, right? So do you agree to the cancellation terms of this? And
yeah.
Okay. Yes. Awesome. So we got that here already done, and then I don't know if you received a couple of text messages or emails. One, I should say, welcome to Local Splash, and it'll have your initial invoice. Were you able to get that?
Yeah, I got a text message.
Okay, so great. So that's going to have our customer service number, but I'm sending you my direct number as well. So I just want to be clear, I'm not a technician, so I'm a very smart guy, but as far as being technical with websites and stuff like that, I'm not really a technician, okay? So I can answer your questions as far as the basic stuff, but, you know, we'll have a technician, you know, answer any of those tech questions. So I just want to be clear. A lot of customers would try to call me, and like, I'm not, you know, I know the service, but I'm not, as far as the technical part of it, I'm really not a technician. So I just want to let you know that. All right. Okay. So, and then I'm sending you my direct number right now, and then I'm also going to send you an invite to the send you this first. So that's my direct number. My name is Chris. My last name is Hernandez, and my extension is 247. So same number, 877-6335. 6225 and then my extension's 247, you'll patch right directly to me. And then I'm going to set up the client onboarding call. We did mention that 6 p.m. was able to work. You're able to, is that okay with you, 6 p.m.?
Yes.
So, okay. So, last thing, just to wrap things up here, because I know it's getting late, is just make sure that you do, please answer that phone call on Monday. That's for the technician. That's the cross the T's, dot the I's, and we can get your programming started. If you need to reschedule that, please let me know, and I'll be able to, you know, reschedule that, you know, another day or maybe at a, you know, further down the week. But, you know, that's just the most important call so we can get the process going and the technician can start working on getting you Google PIN verified and the optimization of your account. So just be aware of that. So I'm setting that up for Monday, and that would be at 6 p.m., and that's pretty much it. So I want to thank you for giving me the time out of your day to speak with you and to get you on, help you to get you on Google. If there anything comes up, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm sending you right now, in the next few seconds, the invitation call for the client interview. What they call it? It's called client interview, but it's an onboarding call. So that should be in your inbox now. Let me know if you got that just before I,
So it's for the client dashboard.
It'll say invitation,
Is that going through text message or email?
The email. Sorry, I should have been more specific. Yeah, it's through your email.
I have not received it.
No, maybe, I know this is going to sound weird, but check your spam just in case, like, we don't have a correspondence with, you know, the client interview team, so might be on your spam for some reason.
It's not in my spam either.
Okay. I'll resend it to you. I got the email. Wait a minute. Okay. You know what? This is why. Give me 1 second. Experience. Yeah, let me resend that. For some reason, I don't know what happened there. Let me resend that to you.
Okay.
Very strange. Friday. Okay, so Monday. 2 p.m. Oh, I see. I see what happened. Okay. Yep, I see what happened. All right, I'm going to send that back to you so that we can get it before we disconnect the call. And then you did receive a welcome email, correct? You did mention that with your terms and conditions?
I received that through a text message that had
you
the
did? Okay.
Invoice and thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep.
And then I got a welcome, yeah.
You got a welcome. Okay, great. That's good. Just want to make sure you did get that. The other one should be going out soon. I just have to go into their system and then invite you. And that should be CI. Monday. Okay. So, should be good now. So I sent it out.
Still nothing on my end.
No? Not even on spam or anything?
No, I checked the spam as well.
Okay. Hmm. It's okay. So this is what I'll do. I'll set a reminder for myself. Just so you know, this is just so you can have it on your calendar, but its Ignition will reach out to you Monday at 6 p.m., and I'll make sure in the morning when I come in Monday, I'll make sure you get it through, and I'll even send you a link through text message as well. It's just a reminder for your client. Okay, so we got everything here done, Cole, thank you so much for your time once again. Have a great weekend. If anything does come up, please feel free to reach out to me, and I'll be able to take care of that for you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too.